Brower, your host for the show. Today I'm going to be talking about and playing music by women and from presenting people that is mostly going to be about the male gaze and its consequences. I'm going to start off with one of my favorite ever songs from the band Bikini Kill, who are a really, really, really good band. This is Feels Blind by Bikini Kill.
Yeah.
The song you just heard was Ocean Song by Bikini Kill. That would have to be probably my second favorite song by Bikini Kill. I will be playing my favorite by them in a little bit, but you'll have to wait. Bikini Kill is a riot girl band that was formed in the mid-90s in Washington, D.C. I've actually been to two of their concerts, and they were amazing. The first one was supposed to be in 2020. It was like a little reunion tour, but then, of course, COVID happened. You know, in 2020. So the concert actually ended up happening, I think, in 2023. And then I saw them in December, actually, with my dad and one of my best friends. It was a really, really great concert. I think Kathleen Hanna has such a great voice. She's the vocalist of the band. And she still has such amazing energy on stage. The Riot Girl movement definitely had its faults. They were one of the first Riot Girl bands that actually called themselves Riot Girl, because if we're talking about the first Riot Girl bands, we can go all the way back to the 60s, but I won't get into that right now. I'll definitely do an episode on that at some point. But it definitely had its faults, but on the other side of it, it did create a space for women to feel really at home and comfortable at punk shows that women were being harassed at previously and getting kicked out of. The singer, Kathleen Hanna, became synonymous with the phrase girls to the front, as at every one of her shows, she would just ask all the girls to come to the front of the concerts and the men to stand back, stand to the back for once in their lives. I think that's great. That song is definitely one of their calmer songs, because today's episode, we're starting off calm and then getting angrier and angrier as we go along. Next up is going to be Liquid Smooth by Mitski, which is a song about the male gaze. I think this is a song that most people can relate to, and it's also very prominent right now with the release of the movie The Substance. Here it is.
But what am I to do with all this? whether his cocks are. See how seamless his frocks are. Look at his paper beam over that rock star. Look at how long she walks and how far. Was she lost or maybe she was not for traveling in the stock car anymore? Maybe she spent her formative years dealing with his contentious fears and endless cheers at her endless tears. Or maybe she just got tired of watching him sniff white off a stylist's breast, treating his wife like less than a guest, getting his girl to clean up his mess, never showing weakness unless it's war season. It's the season of the war, and she's trying to cut the cord. She's tired of playing her knees on the cold hard floor of facts, trying to act like the other girl acts. And your strike may have been exact, but you know that you never really go to the mat. You tie everything up pretty in the second act, when you know that it didn't go exactly like that. You arrive and drive her like it's all stuck back. Like you know you should know, but you don't know where it's at. Like you know you should know, but you don't know where it's at. Like you know you should know, but you don't know where it's at. You arrive and drive her like a sauced up bed. Like you know you should know, but you don't know where it's at. You arrive and drive her like a sauced up bed. Like you know you should know, but you don't know where it's at. Like you know you should know, but you don't know what you did. Like you know you should know what happened when I came to bed. Like you know you should know, but you don't know. Like you know you should know, but you don't know. Like you know you should know, but you don't know what you did. Well, good morning. Good morning. You raped me in the same bed your daughter was born in. Good morning.
For Her by Fiona Apple. The emotion that she portrays through that song is felt so deeply. I think that Fiona Apple has such a powerful voice when it comes to emotion. She sounds so angry in that song, and I love it. But she has such a range of emotion that she can make you feel so deeply. In her song, I Want You to Love Me, it's such a deep yearning feeling. I think that she is so amazing. The song before that was a song by Mitski, who has a more gentle and sad voice in that song, but she's another artist that I believe portrays emotion through her voice so beautifully. Her song Brand New City really shows her range of emotion. She's both angry and sad. It's another song that I feel that almost every woman will relate to at some point in their life.
Oh, one, two, honey, what's your take? Think my brain is rotting in places. I think my heart is ready to die.
Yeah.
listened to Do You Like Me Like That by Bratmobile. That song is less so about the male gaze and more about the treatment of women, though both are issues that came about because of our patriarchal society. Singer Allison Wolf says so many things that have stuck with me since I heard that song, like, you don't feel how we suffer or we bleed, you can't give us what we want, much less what we need. I understand that line to my core, and I think so many people can. Not only women, but everyone affected by our cishet Eurocentric society. Bratmobile, along with Bikini Kill, was one of the first Riot Girl bands who officially called themselves Riot Girl. Mommy Longlegs is a band very much inspired by the Riot Girl movement. They have many songs about the femme queer experience, like their song Haunted Housewives.
That you bother about. So when they say something that makes me start to simmer, that fancy wine won't put this fire out. Oh, kick me under the table all you want. I won't shut up, I won't shut up. Kick me under the table all you want. I won't shut up, I won't shut up. I'd like to buy you a pair of pillow-soled hiking boots to help you with your climb, or rather to help the bodies that you step over along your route so they won't hurt like mine. Kick me under the table all you want. I won't shut up, I won't shut up. Kick me under the table all you want. I won't shut up, I won't understood. And if I don't wanna go, leave me alone. Don't push me, cookie, don't push me, don't you push me. If you get me to go and I open my mouth to the fucking mutton that they're talking about, you could pout, but don't you shush me. Keep me under the table all you want. I won't shut up, I won't shut up. Keep me under the table all you want. I won't shut up, I won't shut up. Keep me under the table all you want.
Under the Table by Fiona Apple, who I have already mentioned is my favorite artist ever. I love that song so much. I think it is such a great song. I love the line in that song, "I would beg to disagree, but begging disagrees with me." I think that is such a great line. Throughout the song, she's talking about coming to a dinner with someone and disagreeing with what this person's friends are saying and maybe the way that they're talking about certain issues, and the person who brought her kicking her under the table, but her saying she's not going to shut up. She's just going to keep going and keep talking back no matter what. She's going to speak her mind. And I love that. I think that is such a strong thing. And that song really reminds me of another song by Bikini Kill, who I've already played in this episode, but they're just a great band. Their song, "I Hate Danger," which has a similar topic to it. Here it is.
Today.
Terracosm by Sohn. That's just such a great song. Sohn is a kind of metal, hardcore, maybe they're a bit more metalcore. They're a local band from Toronto. They're a really great band. I've seen them live once, I believe. I think that they were great. There is a problem, I think, especially in local scenes in big cities. I feel like the Hamilton hardcore scene is such a male-dominated scene. There's just, like, not almost every band, but so many of the bands are male-led and completely male bands, and I find that I see so many men at shows, way more than I see women at shows, which can be really frustrating when you just want to enjoy a show and then there's this huge man swinging at you. It can be a little scary at times. So this is a song called Boys on Stage by Soki, which I feel portrays that very well.
There are too many fucking boys on stage!
Yeah.
Double Dare Ya by Bikini Kill. I promise that is the last Bikini Kill song for today. As you can probably tell, Bikini Kill is one of my favorite ever bands, as I mentioned. I think that song is just really great. The message is really great. Kathy and Hannah is directly daring the listener to do what they need to do and speak your mind and speak up. As you hear at the beginning of the song, Kathleen Hannah shouts, "We want revolution, girl style now." I love that. It actually reminds me of a local band from Hamilton called Fight On Sight, whose description on Instagram is "keeping hardcore cute." I think it's great. Fight On Sight is probably my favorite local hardcore band right now. I think they're so great. They just released a new album. They have a lot of great songs, and a lot of songs they have deal with hard topics like sexual assault. I've went to one of their shows where it was a benefit for a local sexual assault center. This is one of their songs from their new album. This is Broken by Fight On Sight. Was Buried Alive by Fight On Sight. They are, again, a local hardcore band from Hamilton. They're so amazing. I think their lyrics are so relatable to me. I love that song, Buried Alive. Put your hands on me and we'll make sure that you see what it feels like to be 6 feet under. Yeah, I love that song so much. It's so great. Next song up is Beauty Fiend by My Ruin, which is another song about the male gaze and how angering it can be to just be seen as an object, as a femme-presenting person. Here it is.
Save me, oh my skin. It's not my shame on this one.
was Rat Queen by Fight On Sight. If you couldn't already tell, I really like Fight On Sight. They're just a great band. I really highly recommend you check them out. I think their lyrics are very, very powerful, and there's just such an anger in the vocalist Kennedy's voice. They're really great live. They have a great energy to them. A lot of the songs I played today have been very angry. They can be kind of under the umbrella of, I guess, female rage, which is a term that's become pretty popular in the last few years. Though it's not just female artists I've played, it's also just femme presenting queer people, because these are issues that affect more than just women, though it is mostly women that have been singing today. But they're all really great artists, and these are things that we need to be angry about. I think it's good to be angry about these things, because for so long, women, but especially queer people, we're not allowed to be angry. We're not allowed to show anger at these things, and I feel like we're at a time where we're kind of able to just start being angry without too many consequences, though there are definitely still consequences. So I do believe it's a great thing to be angry about, and you need to be angry about it. But it can also be so exhausting being angry about these things, because at a point it just feels like nothing is changing and nothing is going forward, and it can be so draining. But still, we need to be standing up for these things, though it can be draining. So I am going to leave you guys with a song by Fiona Apple, which is called Relay, which is a reminder that these bad things and negativity in the world is a constant cycle that we need to be breaking out of. Here it is.
When the one who's burned turns to pass the torch, evil is a relay spark. When the one who's burned turns to pass the torch, evil is a relay spark. When the one who's burned turns to pass the torch, evil is a relay spark. When the one who's burned turns to pass the torch, evil is a relay spark. When the one who's burned turns to pass the torch, evil is a relay spark. When the one who's burned turns to pass the torch. I'll resent you for being raised right. I'll resent you for being tall. I'll resent you for never getting any opposition at all. I'll resent you for having each other. I'll resent you for being so sure. I'll resent you presenting your life like a fucking propaganda brochure. And I see that you keep trying to fade me, and I love to get up in your face. But I know if I hate you for hating me, I will have entered the endless race. Evil is a relay spark when the one who's burned turns to pass the torch. Evil is a relay spark when the one who's burned turns to pass the torch. Evil is a relay spark when the one who's burned turns to pass the torch. Evil is a relay spark when the one who's burned turns to pass the torch. I'll resent you for being raised right. I'll resent you for being tall. I'll resent you for never getting any opposition at all. I'll resent you for having each other. I'll resent you for being so sure. I'll resent you presenting your life like a fucking propaganda brochure. And I see that you keep trying to fade me, and I'm not gonna get up in your face. But I know if I hate you for hating, when the one who's burned turns to pass the torch. Evil is a relay spark when the one who's burned turns to pass the torch. Evil is a relay spark when the one who's burned turns to pass the torch.
the torch. Evil is the relay sport, when the one who's burned turns to pass the torch.
That was Relay by Fiona Apple. That is a song from her most recent album that came out in 2020, which was called Fetch the Bolt Cutters. Amazing album. Such an amazing album, though I might be a little bit biased. I don't think she has any bad albums, but I would definitely say it's probably my second favorite album by Fiona Apple, which is a big thing for me to say because I love Fiona Apple. And I'm pretty picky with my music. But I think it's such a great song. It's kind of a reminder that things are a cycle in the world, and evil is a cycle, and though you might not mean it, when you've been hurt, you kind of pass it on. And sometimes it's good to, you need to let go and break the cycle. Still, I think it's a good thing to be angry about things as long as we're making sure to do it in a healthy way and not spreading a negative message. I've played a lot of songs today. We started off pretty calm and got angrier and angrier, but with a little bit of a light ending. I have played songs by Fiona Apple, Bikini Kill, Mitski, Bratmobile, Mommy Longlegs, Sohn, Soki, Fight on Sight, and My Ruin. If you don't know any of these bands, I really highly recommend checking them out. You can find almost all of them on Instagram, though Mommy Longlegs no longer makes music, and Fiona Apple is not on social media anywhere, but look them all up in Spotify and you should find them. Thank you so much for listening. I am Georgia Brower. You've been listening to Georgia On Your Mind. You can find me on Instagram at g.onyourmind. Thank you for listening. I hope you have a great day. This is CFMU 93.3.
Sasha.
Hello and good Monday afternoon. You're listening to 93.3 CFMU, redefining radio in your community since 1978. My name is Ruth. I'll be your host for the next hour, and today I'll be playing you a curation of some deep house music. Up first, we have the Sunship Mix of Friendly Pressure by Jalissa. Enjoy.